Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Like a doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I had the most amazing time at Disneyland, but I need to kind of tell you guys about it because I'm very honest about things, and I want you guys a little bit prepared because things have changed in Disneyland. And if you remember Disney, where everybody around you is being so sweet and, you know, it's a little different. If you remember being able to afford a Disneyland weekend, that has changed. But if you're thinking Disneyland is just all about the ears, oh, it isn't, man. Their Galaxy Edge new Star Wars attraction was fan-flippin-tastic. So let's start with the good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay, so Disneyland. Okay, the good. Their Star Wars, they've done like this Rise of the Resistance, this Millennium Falcon ride, and these rides beat out so many of the other rides. In fact, my kids went on Star Tours, a ride that we've always gone on. I had to go and charge my phone because my phone started to lose battery. And they said it was like, that's a 30-year-old ride compared to something so new. So, I mean, it was state-of-the-art. Very, very cool. The adults had just as much fun as the kids. You get to ride in your own Millennium Falcon, and you get to kind of get knocked around and hit the buttons and all that. And my kids are yelling at me that I'm not hitting the buttons right. I'm like I really have control, but apparently you do have control of your Millennium Falcon. It was amazing. The artistry, the bathrooms look like what you would expect in a Star Wars movie. I mean, it was fantastic. And the Galaxy Edge could be its own theme park. Honestly, if anybody's into making money, just do your own Galaxy Edge. You can have Tatooine. You can have the Death Star. You can have the different ships. You can have different rides. You can make a Star Wars theme park in and of itself. And so it was very fantastically done. Okay, the bad. You really have to spend. All right. This 7% inflation, 7% my butt. The inflation, just to me, is like 35% right now. So our ticket, and not even for a hopper pass, because usually we get the hopper, and the hopper costs maybe $130, $140. For just a single ticket, just for one park, it was already at $159. But this is interesting. Usually with Disneyland, there's these fast passes. So you go there, you go up to the ride, you put your ticket in, and then hopefully you get a fast pass for a future appointment. Well, you have to pay for that now. You have to pay to fast pass. It's called Lightning Lane. And then you either do that a la carte or you pay something called Genie Plus, where for the whole day you could Lightning Lane, but you can't Lightning Lane your favorite rides more than once. So I wanted to Lightning Lane a Millennium Falcon or Rise of the Resistance, and they wouldn't let us do it. And I'm like, come on, I paid for this. So you have to pay to fast pass, which to me is a little, I kind of don't like that because I'm like, come on, the whole reason why I'm spending about $160 on a ticket is so I could get on the rides that I want to. You have to do the Genie Plus because you can't be waiting in lines for an hour. After it, you'll only get 3-4 rides throughout the whole day. And then there was no fireworks. Apparently there was a couple little drizzles. And you know how I'm from Vegas? So in Las Vegas, there's a couple drizzles and people, like, can't drive and there's car accidents everywhere. So that's how they acted, like, in L.A. In Anaheim, there was a couple drops and they go, sorry, no fireworks. And then, you know, the best part about Disneyland, if you stay on the Disney hotels, is you get a early morning pass to just start an hour early. They decided to cancel that. So we took out a hotel for Magic Morning. The hotel website said Magic Morning available, obviously. And they go, nah, 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 since COVID, we don't do that. So you didn't get your early morning entry, and and I'm not saying this to criticize, but just don't expect early morning entry. Don't expect an inexpensive room on Disneyland proper. You know, if you're not going to get that early morning entry, you might want to think about staying a little, you know, maybe cheaper. So I was a little kind of frustrated with that. But now the ugly. Wow. For the happiest place on earth, some of these people were not very happy. They were grumpy, like they've never been in a line before. Nobody was social distancing. Everybody was right on top of each other. Barely anybody wore masks. You had to wear a mask in the ride. And the crew, the cast members were like, mask up, mask up. So you always had to have your mask up. I was hungry and I was trying to eat something in the kitchen area. They go, no, your mask has to be up. But I'm like, we're eating. This is the, so from the, oh, you know, happiest place on earth and happy birthday. And I mean, they had to be Gestapo-ish. And I felt bad for them because these people were hired to be cast members, to be smiley, played a role. A lot of them were grumpy, very grumpy. And so I kind of was like, okay, what's going on here? Definitely had a different feel. I still thanked everybody. I was like, we appreciate you being here. We know you guys are short-staffed. But, man, it was mask up, mask up, mask up. And nobody was wearing a mask. People's masks were just, you know, everybody was doing selfies. Everybody was doing pictures. Trying to ride a mask, wear a mask on Space Mountain when you're flipping around, the mask is coming off and you're screaming and all that. It just seemed impossible. So, I mean, overall, it was a fantastic, fantastic trip. But we probably spent 30% more than we usually do. What is cool, though, is you get to order your food ahead of time. So you could order your food on your Disney app, and then you could just go up and get your food. But in terms of finding a place to eat, you know, reservations were almost impossible. It was crowded. And that was limited people. That was limited numbers of people in the park. It was still completely slammed. But if you do go, you got to make sure you get there early. You got to be at the gates open. You got to head straight to the Star Wars Galaxy Edge experience, so you can do the Rise of the Resistance ride, and then Millennium Falcon, and then you gotta pay, just plan on paying extra for that Genie Plus, so then you can get your Space Mountain and your Indiana Jones and all those other rides. We didn't do the teacups, we didn't do Peter Pan, no time. The lines were too long. So, you know, can you do a 2-day trip or 3-day trip? We were like sore. I mean, happiest place on earth, my butt. I mean, we were reaching for the ibuprofen. So one day was enough for us. But, man, it's just awesome. Happiest place on earth, still to me, 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877 DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when I was at Disneyland over the weekend, I started to get texts and I learned that there was an active hostage situation in a Texas synagogue. And immediately, you know, I was thinking, okay, well, I hope there's some, you know, Israelis in the group, you know, or Israeli trained. I think they got this. And some of my friends were texting me saying, do Jews carry guns? And I remember I was talking to one of my friends about, you know, about getting her concealed carry, and she was like really, really shocked about that, and she's like, what? And I go, most people in here are carrying a gun, aren't they? And she's like, no. And I go, didn't anybody learn anything from Nazi Germany? I mean, okay, we're Jews. Okay, you don't give up your guns. You carry guns. The people want to kill us. People have always wanted to kill us. Where's your gun? Where's your protection? So I can't speak for all Jews. I'm half Israeli, so the Israeli side of things is you learn a lot of self-defense, you learn a lot of techniques. My father was military, my grandfather was police, civilian police, and I think also did military. I have to double check that. I know a lot of people kind of confused. They go, well, wait a second. You know, Israelis, they all get their training, they all get the military, they're going to have weapons, they're going to, but American Jewry is very mixed. You have Jews from all over, and you have many that either feel comfortable with guns or don't. I grew up in a family, my grandfather's, both sides, you have a weapon. You always have a weapon because you don't know who's going to come for you, and you don't go without a fight. And maybe it's because of the Holocaust, maybe it's because of my family that, you know, grew up in Israel, but just, you know, to put your hands up and say, okay, I'll be your prisoner, that's something that we were never trained was going to be an option, because if you're a prisoner, you're going to be gassed, you're going to be killed. So if somebody comes to take you or your family, you fight. And so for me, I just always knew I was going to have guns. And so I found it very interesting that I was getting this question. All right, another synagogue attacked, you know, just like the mosque in New Zealand. Are people armed in a temple, in a church, in a mosque? I think the average answer is no. Now, interestingly, the rabbi was trained, I believe, by an Israeli, Charlie Citron Walker, and three of his congregants were taken hostage on Saturday inside the synagogue of Texas. They were held for about 10 hours. There was a British, I don't know if he was a nationalist, Malik Faisal Akram, 44 years old, demanded the release of, I think, his sister. I'm not sure. Al-Qaeda terrorist Aifia Siddiqui, a Pakistani neuroscientist known as Lady Al-Qaeda. She was convicted of multiple felonies in 2010 and is serving an 86-year sentence at the Federal Medical Center, Carsville, in Fort Worth, Texas. Akram was shot and killed by U.S. authorities. I think the FBI was on. Thank God none of the hostages died. It was, it turned out better than it could have. And the rabbi, Citron Walker, and his congregation escaped unharmed. Now, Rabbi Citron Walker credited his active shooter training for helping him deal with the situation. Remember, there was the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting in October 2018, the April 2019 attack in Poway, California, December 2019 Jersey shooting. So apparently there's Israeli companies that are training Jews how to protect themselves. And so, you can't make this stuff up. You would think that, you know, anybody who was a descendant of any of the, you know, of the issues that have always kind of perplexed, you know, certain races, that they would already have, like, training, like your father, your mother would train you. I mean, my kids are pretty well trained, but there are a lot of people that I guess they don't. Either they're not a fan of guns, or they worry that they won't use them right, or they worry their kids will get into them, and I get that. I appreciate it. I understand if somebody doesn't want to have a gun. I hope that they are not under the misconception that nothing's ever going to happen to them. I mean, I've just always known that, you know, people hate other people. That there's racism, there's sexism, this idea that anti-Semitism is going to go away. No, people want to hate. They just do. People are going to dislike women. They're going to dislike men. They're going to dislike gays. They're going to dislike heterosexuals. There's always going to be some sort of hatred. So you need to know how to protect yourself. So the rabbi has about 140 strong congregation since 2006. He said his training helped him deal with the situation. They participate in multiple security courses from Colleyville Police Department, the FBI, the Anti-Defamation League, Secure Community Network. And he says, we are alive today because of that education. I encourage all Jewish congregations, religious groups, schools, and others to participate in active shooter and security courses. Amen. I agree. He said, in the last hour of our hostage crisis, the gunmen became increasingly belligerent and threatening. Without the instruction we received, we would not have prepared to act and flee when the situation presented itself. So this Faisal Akram, 44-year-old British national, seized the group around 10:30 a.m. on Saturday at the Beth Israel Congregation in Colleyville, Texas. It's about 15 miles northeast from Fort Worth. He demanded that Afia Siddiqui, a Pakistani neuroscientist known as Lady Al-Qaeda, who was serving her 86-year sentence in Fort Worth, be freed. He was shot, killed by police Saturday night. Now, many of the trainings, a lot of the training, I guess, has been, like, for example, in July 2020, Yonatan Stern, an Israeli-American security instructor, runs Sherev Gidon, a training firm and facility in Pennsylvania. So after a recent shooting, he had told this news outlet Forward that he had already trained volunteer teams at 40 synagogues around the country over the past year. Then there's a Colonel Sharon Gatt, founded the Caliber 3 initiative to teach Jews across the country how to use guns and defend their congregation against shooters, bypassing the traditional security guard model and drawing concern from top communal security officials. But here's the thing. I mean, you could have security guards, and God bless security guards for being there. But if there's only one or two security guards and you have a congregation of a bunch, it is going to take people who can handle that, you know, a weapon. And interestingly, a lot of times when you go into temple, I believe there's like metal detectors and stuff because they don't want somebody coming in with a gun and shooting others. But I think there needs to be, just like, you know, how you have on an airplane an air marshal, I think you need those with training, whether it's American Jew training or Israeli training, you know, or tactical training or you know, I think you need to have designated people because this isn't going away. We keep saying, oh, everybody needs to be friends. Everybody needs to get along. We could say it as long, but we're naive. There's people out there that want to hate and they want to be the next mass shooter. And for in 2022, a temple to be taken hostage. Look at that Bible study group. Where I forget the guy that walks in and just kills a whole bunch of people during Bible study. In church and temple and religious areas, there's vulnerability because people don't think they're going to carry weapons. I want every bad person out there to think that if you walk into a synagogue, you're going to be all massaged. I mean, we are going to massage your butt. You will not live, you know, past that doorway if you even think you're going to attack a group of people in worship and in prayer. Uh-uh. I mean, I look at what happened during the Yom Kippur War. The Yom Kippur War. Enemies around Israel were planning the most holy day of the year where people would be fasting and people would be praying. That's when we're going to jump. And so, you know, the Israeli military is always on and they're always, you know, prepared for that because even though it is the most holy day of the year of worship, you know, we've been attacked. That's why it was called the Yom Kippur War. So I can't answer your question why most Jews don't carry and maybe have that training or that level of suspicion or distrust or preparedness. But I think we all should. Catholic, Mormon, Muslim, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, you know, there are people that don't give a damn and they want to go where they think there is not going to be any resistance and anybody armed. And you need to surprise them. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9222. 833-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea's military fired two suspected short-range ballistic missiles eastward from Pyongyang on Monday. That was being reported by South Korean and Japanese officials. Jeffrey Lewis on CBS News is with the Middlebury Institute.
This is just a pretty simple ballistic missile, and it's got a little warhead with fins that can make a little maneuver. It doesn't have anything like the range that would be necessary to reach the United States. It, frankly, it couldn't even reach Japan.
A major winter storm is causing havoc on much of the East Coast, causing widespread power outages and disrupting travel over the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The National Weather Service is reporting some parts of the United States can expect to see up to a foot of snow throughout the day. More than 3,000 flights within, into, or out of the United States were canceled, and over 8,000 others were delayed on Sunday, according to FlightAware data. We are USA Radio News. As the Omicron variant of the COVID-19 virus continues to get people sick in very high numbers, there is hope on the horizon.
As the U.S. pushes around 800,000 new coronavirus cases per day, Surgeon General Vivek Murthy warning that the next few weeks will be tough, but that there could be light at the end of the tunnel.
We are seeing high case numbers and hospitalization rates, and we're also seeing strain in many of our hospitals around the country. But the good news is that there are parts of the country, New York in particular, and other parts of the Northeast, where we are starting to see a plateau and in some cases an early decline in cases.
Murthy telling CNN State of the Union the way from the Omicron variant started later in some parts of the country than others. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
One of the problems with having open borders is the flow of drugs enters unhindered. Now, a 13-year-old Connecticut student who overdosed on fentanyl at a Hartford school has died. The seventh grader had been listed in grave condition at a hospital after he collapsed in the gymnasium. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. So a 13-year-old boy has died after being found unconscious after a presumed fentanyl exposure at his Hartford, Connecticut school last week. The boy died at approximately 5:35 p.m. Two other male students were also taken to a nearby hospital on Thursday, were later released. The 13-year-old had collapsed in gym class, and apparently he had ingested fentanyl, according to Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin. So as the city is grieving, people want answers as to what the heck happened. According to the mayor, they said, "The city grieves for this child loss, for his loved ones, his friends, and teachers. We still have much to learn about the circumstances of the tragedy and about how a child had access to such a shocking quantity of such deadly drugs. and our police department will continue their investigation and seek to hold accountable the adults who ultimately are responsible for this child's death. Now, the rest of the students at the school were placed under something called Code Yellow, which is a shelter-in-place order after the incident on Thursday. The school is called Sport and Medical Sciences Academy. Multiple agencies and drug-sniffing dogs carried out a check for other narcotics. Afterwards, the students were let go for the day. The drugs were believed to have been brought to the school by a student. During the sweep, there were multiple additional bags. Now, we are talking about a 13-year-old boy, so this is middle school. There were multiple additional bags of what they believed was fentanyl found around the school. Fentanyl is 50 times more powerful than heroin, 100 times more powerful than morphine. It just like pixie dust of it is enough to kill. And there's bunches of bags around the school that has eighth graders. Students and faculty have had to have their shoes decontaminated in case they contained trace amounts of the presumed drug. Everyone in the facility had to walk through a solution of bleach and OxyClean, which dissolves and neutralizes the fentanyl before they were allowed to leave the building. Fentanyl obviously can be a threat not only if you inject it, snort it, put it in your mouth, but if you accidentally touch it or accidentally inhale it. Just a quarter of a milligram can be lethal. Remember, there was that police officer who was doing a bust, and then he passes out, and his colleagues had to give him Narcan because he got some on his hand. I mean, this is poison. It's a prescription drug. It's a drug that we use to help people with chronic and severe pain, but it's poison to a lot of people who unwittingly touch it or are near it, or something gets laced. So the academy is a magnet middle and high school with a focus on sport and medical sciences. We start to see a lot of these schools where, you know, kids that are like, you know, I want to do more medicine, or I want to be more into sports management or whatever, that there's tracks that these kids can take, and they're called magnet schools. And so it's a middle and high school. And it has about 600 students. So the school was closed down on Friday for a full cleaning of the campus. It's expected to take several days, according to Principal Allison Giuliano said in a letter to parents. They will be updated today, which is a holiday, so classes are going to resume tomorrow. And then support services are available to students who need them. But you need to have some pretty, heart-to-heart talks with your children on how they should not take, eat, put anything in their mouth, a pen even. Don't touch another person's pen unless they can inspect it and make sure, because kids now know how to hurt each other or get people drugged. You know, we're watching this Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein sex trade trafficking sort of drama, which is so frightening. And from what we heard, that there were young girls being used to recruit other young girls to then bring them over to Ghislaine and then Jeffrey Epstein. And so there are kids out there that might be recruited either as a hostage situation, you know, as a slave situation where their family has been threatened, or they're going to get hurt, or they've been brought, you know, offered money to do it, to get people addicted or hooked on these drugs. This isn't just a cartel issue. This is, I mean, there are, you know, people will use other kids to sell drugs. We know that a lot of drug dealers are other kids. Because nobody's going to go up to a 40-year-old man, but they might go up to a 15-year-old girl who's like, oh, this is cool. Do you want some? So you need to have some real heart-to-heart talks with your kids on how there are things that if they could touch, it could kill them. And it's not going to give them a buzz. Because people are like, oh, well, Percocets. Percocets give you a buzz. This isn't Percocet. This is way different, way stronger, and it's poison. People are being poisoned. There's been cases of marijuana being laced with fentanyl. Now, people are saying, no, those weren't true. I mean, we found police reports, so I didn't think they were up for controversy. But the potential is there for there to be you thinking you're just getting a joint, or you think you're getting some Percocets or oxycodone or whatever, or OxyContin, and then it could be laced. So I don't know why a 13-year-old ingested it or was exposed, if it was accidental. This is poisoning, and the person who gave it to him should be up on murder charges. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you are asking about how Celine Dion is doing. We don't know. You know, I know I'm in Vegas, but sadly, not a lot of updates. Celine Dion has been now forced to cancel her remaining shows at the North American leg of her Courage World Tour. According to her website, she is still trying to recover from recent health issues. And unfortunately has to cancel the remaining shows. She was slated to be performing March 9th to April 22nd. She did complete the first 52 shows of the tour before the pandemic emerged in March 2020, but recently has been treated for, quote, severe and persistent muscle spasms, which are preventing her from performing. And her recovery is taking longer than she hoped. Her medical team continues to evaluate and treat the condition. So ticket holders are going to be able to get a refund. Credit cards have already been, if they were used for the tickets, refunded. The European leg is slated to start May 25th in Birmingham, England. So not sure if that's going on. Her sister had given us a little bit of an update in November. She said her sister's muscle issues are causing problems. The steep incline on the stage would cause problems to her muscle, legs, and feet. She was doing exercises and staying in shape every day. But many people are wondering, you know, what is this? Is this multiple sclerosis? Well, we don't know. You know, things that could cause severe muscle spasms include multiple sclerosis, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, vitamin deficiency, anemia, diabetes, muscle strain, a spinal cord injury or pathology, fibromyalgia, autoimmune disease, cancer, other injuries, just to name a few. So we aren't sure, you know, exactly what's going on, and I understand she deserves privacy, and I'm sure her team does not want people guessing what her medical condition could be. But when I was asked, have I seen conditions like this before, I have seen it in people with multiple sclerosis, ALS, cancer, and I'm not saying that's what she has. But severe muscle spasms that, you know, you start to worry about autoimmune. You know, I know many people are worried, did this happen after a vaccine or did she get COVID? We don't have any of that data and we don't want people guessing. I mean, already people are wondering, did Bob Saget get his booster? Did Betty White get her booster? And everybody's been debunking that. But Guillain-Barré could also cause that. Usually Guillain-Barré, though, causes numbness and weakness. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So today, well, all weekend, all week long, we are honoring the memory. We should be honoring the memory of, you know, those who have, you know, meant so much to us and for our country and have, you know, sacrificed themselves for us. We should be honoring them year round. But it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And the Baptist minister who advocated the use of nonviolent means to end racial segregation was pivotal in the American civil rights movement. Sadly, was assassinated April 4th, 1968. We celebrate on today Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And every year I like to post one of his quotes, and I wish I could post them all, because the wisdom that he had and the meaning that these had, if you've seen him speak, I mean, I don't know if these quotes took years to develop or if these were things that came from the heart, but you could just see the passion, you could just see the common sense, and we need a leader like Martin Luther King Jr. now. We do. We need somebody who unites. We need somebody who understands the human psyche. We need somebody who can lead. We need somebody like Martin Luther King Jr. And sadly, I don't think we've seen anybody since. So here's an example. I want to hear from you guys. What's one of your favorite quotes from Martin Luther King? So I'm looking at some here, and I can't really pick my favorite. I think I do have a favorite, but I like them all. So Parade.com lists a bunch of them. But one is, we must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope. Now, whether this is for human rights, whether this is your career, whether this is Olympics, this is so true. You know, we get disappointed, and we think it's everything. We think our whole lives are over. And, you know, when we try to counsel people who are suicidal and counsel people that are depressed, we try to make that distinction where this is temporary, and it's a finite occurrence, but not infinite. So don't lose infinite hope. People should be using these quotes across all industries, because that's something that I would convey to people who were depressed. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Self-explanatory. Another Martin Luther King Jr. quote, forgiveness is not an occasional act. It's a permanent attitude. So true. And for those of us who are people of faith, you know, you don't just forgive. Okay, I'll forgive that one thing you did, and you're going to forgive a person or you're not. Does a person have that ability to reconcile, to redeem themselves? It is not an occasional act. He said, "I have decided to stick with love. Hate is too great a burden to bear." I've lived my life by this. You know, being mad at somebody, it's too much effort. Loving somebody, forgiving them, much easier. I just noticed the energy so much more positive. So I anybody with any psychological background should be using these for all their patients. Faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. A lot of you guys remember in Indiana Jones, and not the Temple of Doom, the Last Crusade, he had to take that first step. I wonder if he got it from this. This was, faith is taking the first step even if you don't see the whole staircase. So true. So true. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? One of the reasons why I became a doctor is I didn't want to just do for myself. I wanted to have a career where I was doing something for somebody else. And that's kind of like with JFK. Ask not what your country could do for you, but what you could do for your country. Same thing. Life's most persistent urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Never succumb to the temptation of bitterness. It does. When you get mad, when you hate somebody, it's so easy to brew. It's so easy to want to just wallow and bathe in that bitterness. Don't do it. It consumes you, and it'll sometimes be long-lasting damage. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. So true. We may have all come on different ships, but we're in the same boat now. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. So true. Martin Luther King Jr. also said, change does not roll in on the wheels of inevitability, but comes through the continuous struggle. He also said, love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. That's so true. I can't tell you how many enemies I've had. Never wanted them to be enemies, but they were either jealous or they were, you know. And all I did was just shower them with kindness. Just keep showering them with kindness. And eventually, they realize they're being jerks. Although, somebody wants to hold your your place of worship hostage, oh, hell no, don't shower them with love. You're going to have to shower them and you know, shower them with something else. Okay. He says, there comes a time when one must take a position that is neither safe nor politic nor popular, but he must take it because conscience tells him it is right. Amen to that. Let no man pull you so low as to hate him. I love this one. If you can't fly, this is one of my favorites. If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward. When you think you are at the end of your rope, keep moving. Intelligence plus character, that is the goal of true education. Martin Luther King also said, out of the mountain of despair, a stone of hope. The time is always right to do what is right. You want to do something right, the time's always right. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, be a trail. If you can't be a sun, be a star. For it isn't by size that you will win or fail. Be the best of whatever you are. Martin Luther King also said, we've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. He also said, for when people get caught up with that which is right and they are willing to sacrifice for it, there is no stopping point short of victory. He said, I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final world in reality. This is why right, temporarily defeated, is stronger than evil, triumphant. So true. Right, even if you're temporarily defeated, those of you that do good and these enemies just keep pounding you, you will prevail. Evil never wins. That's just, you know. True peace is not merely the absence of tensions. It is the presence of justice. So true. There is, let me shut my volume off here. Oh, my volume is off. Okay. There is nothing more tragic than to find an individual bogged down in the length of life, devoid of breath. A lie cannot live. That's a good one, too. Shallow understanding from people of goodwill is more frustrating than absolute misunderstanding from people of ill will. There can be no deep disappointment when there is not deep love. Man must evolve for all human conflict a method which rejects revenge, aggression, and retaliation. The foundation of such a method is love. I've always agreed with this. I have always just aligned with Martin Luther King Jr.'s thinking because you can hate, hate, hate. It doesn't get you anywhere. It just doesn't, you know? And you also have to choose a stand, even if it's unpopular. There comes a time when people get tired of being pushed out of the glittering sunlight of life's July and left standing amid the piercing chill of an alpine November. We are not makers of history. We are made by history. So true. God bless Martin Luther King Jr. as we honor him today. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.